At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Dude, I swear by not getting, S-hammered, but if you just have a little bit
bourbon, of
whiskey or bourbon, you know, just before bed, it's a natural antibacterial properties. You don't need to get wasted. You just have a little bit, get it in your throat.
Have we seen what's going on in Bolivia? Because I remember back in March, their crazy president said that the whole thing was a hoax, and that if you drank a pint of whiskey a day and worked hard in the fields, then you wouldn't get COVID-19.
I mean, that's on the surface, you go, that's insane.
But now?
But outside? I mean, hear me out. You're getting physical activity, you're getting vitamin D,
yeah.
You're working out, and you're having some of that antibacterial property, alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the craziest thing.
At the time, it seemed insane, but
a
now.
A pint's a lot. A pint might be a little too
not
much.
For Bolivia, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
For anybody.
Come on.
I mean, a pint, well, you get S hammered.
I've never been a big wine drinker, but in the last month, found this wine that I love, 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 love.
What is it?
And it's only like $12 a bottle. It's a Red Decadence. It's chocolate.
Like, oh, get out of
it. No, it's
what
red wine.
What is wrong with you?
No, it has a hint of chocolate. Just a hint. It's
Let me
on
look
the,
this up.
It's like the.
Is it like Barefoot wine that you get
no,
at Walgreens?
No, no, no. I've only found it at Total Wine.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's.
Let's look this up.
It's really good.
Red Decadence chocolate wine.
But it's not like you taste it and it's a Hershey bar. It's like the back end. Like you taste it on the back of your tongue, just a little what touch of the, chocolate.
What in the hell is chocolate?
It's delicious.
The aromas of black cherry.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, what kind, what style is it?
It's a red wine.
Brand, state, Washington.
Yeah, it's a red wine.
Wine type, desert and fortified wine.
So good.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, man. It's
You're
like,
insane. You drink like a college freshman.
No, I
woman.
Don't. Your mom. I don't drink like Bartles and James and stuff.
What the hell is that?
A wine cooler.
Bartles and James?
That's wine cooler from the 80s. I don't know what just happened to me. I don't know what.
You just boomered out,
I
man.
Did. I do
you
that sometimes.
Out hard.
I'm like, look, man, I ain't trying to drink no Strohs tonight. I'm like, what?
What the hell?
What's a Strohs?
Anybody get a Zima?
Yeah, guys, if you can get me a six-pack of Löwenbräus on the way home, I'd really appreciate it. It's delicious.
Do they make Zima anymore?
Yeah, they brought it back.
I want to try it.
They brought it back recently.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a trendy thing now.
Zima
it's like,
was like the first like White Claw, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people the world would take, wasn't ready for it.
They put Jolly Ranchers in them to like flavor them and color them. Really stupid.
Yeah, it says it's a clear, lightly carbonated alcoholic beverage. So it was the original White Claw, Zima.
Yes.
And it got clowned out like bozo.
Yeah. It's White Claw wasted.
Made fun of it. But
yes.
Yeah. It says it was discontinued in 2008, it says. Oh, 2018, they had a limited release.
Right.
If it ever comes back, I got to get some because it's going to be. You know they're sitting on it like, it's time to bring back Zima. Everybody's got their.
Remember when they brought back Clear Pepsi for like a month and everybody's like, nah, it still sucks.
I loved it when I was a kid.
It sucks.
I didn't notice. I don't remember what it tastes like. So does it taste like the regular Pepsi?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Pepsi's whack anyway.
I don't like Pepsi.
You know what
sweet.
Somebody told me about Pepsi, and I can't get it out of my head now? I didn't mind Pepsi. And then I almost don't want to ruin Pepsi for anybody.
Ooh, do it. Do it.
The lady at work said Pepsi tastes like the inside of a vacuum cleaner bag. And I go, yeah, I know. I kind of see what you're talking about. I get it. And now I can't drink Pepsi anymore.
I was listening to Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura the other day, their podcast, right? Because it's quite enjoyable for me. Those guys are whack jobs. And they were breaking down like the actual flavors in soda. You never think about it, but like Dr. Pepper. You ever wonder what flavor Dr. Pepper is?
I thought it was his own unique thing. I didn't know it had a flavor.
Well, have you ever noticed the number 23 in association with Dr. Pepper?
No.
There's 23 flavors that make up Dr. Pepper.
Really? I had no idea.
Yes.
I thought it was just Dr. Pepper, you know?
No. There's 23 flavors that all come together to make Dr. Pepper. And I know a lot of people that's their favorite soda.
I love Dr. Yeah, Dr. Pepper's good.
I've never not liked it. Oh, you want to hear the flavors that make up?
Yep.
Please. All right. Number one, cola.
Yep.
Cherry. Mm-hmm. This is all in Dr. Pepper. So next time you take a sip, try to see if you could single out those flavors. Licorice. I definitely see that.
Yeah.
Amaretto.
What's amaretto?
It's like almond. Kind of like almond. Yeah. Okay. Vanilla. Blackberry. Apricot. Caramel, pepper, anise.
What's that?
Like star anise. It's like a little star-shaped little spice. It's kind of like cinnamony.
Okay.
Sarsaparilla, ginger, molasses, lemon, plum, orange, nutmeg, cardamom. Oh, man, phones are blown up over soda, I think. allspice, coriander, juniper, birch, and prickly ash. That's Dr. Pepper.
Interesting. Wow,
amazing.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
That's why it's so unique, dude. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Zima has never won away. It was very popular in Japan. It comes back every summer around this time to like September.
Hell yeah, dude. You ever drink it?
Yes, because I'm a beer promoter. This is McShay from Buffalo.
Oh, what's up, buddy? All right, dude. Nice.
Where can I get some Zima at then?
Yeah, ship it here.
Yeah.
I know it's never went away. It's been ever since it went away back here in the United States. It's popular in Japan. You can get it all the time there. But
let's just go to Japan.
You should be able to get it now. I mean, I know around here you can get it any grocery store.
Just look it up right now. Zima near me. Google. Done. All right, buddy. We're drinking Zimas tomorrow. Thanks, McShay.
Sorry. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up.
Thanks,
be
pal.
Safe.
Later.
Thanks, man.
Later.
Yeah. I think I picked up. Let's see. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, it's Travis.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, hey. Didn't expect you to answer right
I don't have a phone screener. Travis, this is how we do it. Real raw radio, pal.
All right. Well, let me just ask you, are you open to – it's kind of a legal thing. I know it's not Ask the Dom or anything, but would you be willing to talk to me about a dog bite situation?
I'll talk to you about anything, dude. If I don't know it, I will fake it.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so on, I'll just try to be as brief as I can. On Father's Day, my dog, we're having a barbecue. There was not a soul around in this park. I let the dog off the leash. I've got a Doberman Pinscher.
Oh, man.
He's as sweet as can be.
So sweet.
Anyway, there was a lady about 150 yards away. Ooh. I didn't see it.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, he took off and apparently bit her in the butt.
Oh.
And so she called animal control. Oh. They cited me.
Oh.
And now I'm just deciding, should I? I mean, she waited around for several hours, so she obviously was not injured badly. Mm. Do I fight this thing? If I don't and he does it again, he's declared a vicious animal, which they can take him and put him down.
I'll tell you what you need to do here, sir. It's unfortunate, but it needs to be done. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Old Yeller, but you get your rifle,
gun,
and you take that kid out back and you shoot it in the head.
I got a more humane way to do it. Have you seen I Am Legend?
Yeah,
you play a little bit of Bob Marley, and you put that thing in a nice little squeeze, and you cry in its ear. Yeah. And
you're talking about the child, right? Not the dog.
Oh!
I'm talking about the kid.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Whoops. No, the dog.
Oh, well,
no,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, kid, you might want to kill them both.
Yeah. Yeah, just to be sure.
Yeah, dude.
Triple murder.
You don't want to be liable, dude. You can't afford it right now.
Yeah. Get them both, and then, you know what? Just stick one in your own brain, too. Why not?
Boom.
Just get it over with.
Boom.
Seriously, guys?
No, yeah, wait, he's kidding, obviously, dude. No, it looks like, man, you might be liable, dude. Like, I mean, if your dog bites somebody, I mean, if I was you, I would try to be as nice as you can with this lady and be like, look, you know, if there's anything I can do, let me know. I just, if you fight it, it might be worse for you.
Yeah, and you know what, man? We're not attorneys. Go to Dom. Dom knows all this stuff. Askthedom.com or call back tomorrow from 8 to 10. He'll be here. He'll be able to help you out.
Yeah, I will. I thought I'd call and see how you guys are. Hey, listen, appreciate what y'all are doing.
Thanks,
have a good night, guys.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Man.
Wouldn't it be great if he called Dom tomorrow, right? And Dom goes, oh, okay, well, that's very interesting, Trevor. I know what to do. You need to kill your dog and your kid.
And the kid.
He'll be like, are you serious? Because that's what Johnny said. Well, Johnny's a smart guy. And you know what? Put one in your head, too, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Then he goes, ah!
I feel bad because I was obviously kidding. But yeah. He was like, are you guys serious?
I know, dude. That's why I had to, like, reverse that real fast.
I know. Thank you for
doing
that.
Are you serious? Because what if there was just a pause? You know what I mean?
And then you just heard the gunshot?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I'd feel terrible.
Yeah. He goes, are you guys serious? Dude, don't shoot yourself that many times. Why are you shooting yourself so much? Oh, it's the only gun sound I have? Oh, that makes sense. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, Johnny, it's James. How you doing?
What up, kid?
Doing good. I heard you guys talking about your opinion of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Mr. Pibb?
You know, I think Mr. Pibb is basically, you know, fake Dr. Pepper.
I'm
a
fan. Mr. Pibb has its place.
I don't hate it.
It's good. I mean, I'd rather have Dr. Pepper, but if Mr. Pibb is the only thing they have, yes, that's fine.
Yeah. What about the variations of Dr. Pepper? How do you feel about that, James? Because recently I had the Dr. Pepper cream soda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm not too much of a soda drinker. It's just my buddy. He always has like a 2-liter of Mr. Pibb in his refrigerator. Mm. And like Dr. Pepper advertises the 23 ingredients or whatever, yada, yada. Mr. Pibb only says spicy cherry soda.
Huh. All
and right. like you can kind of like taste that. And like, I think like, I mean, in both of them, and I never really like put two and two together until I saw that on the label.
Yeah. It's like, whoever made Mr. Pibb is like a line cook at like Carrabba's, and whoever made Dr. Pepper is like a Michelin star chef from like New York City.
Fair. By the way, the Dom impersonation was amazing.
Oh, thanks. Oh, gee whiz. Thanks, James. Call my show anytime, you know? All right, pal. All right. Bye-bye.
See ya.
727-579-1025 800-771-1025. So the library in Temple Terrace had to issue a PSA for all Temple Terraceans. Stop microwaving their books. People are they're microwaving the books to... I guess to kill coronavirus on the books.
It makes sense.
No, don't.
I mean, it does on the superficial level.
Have they proven that microwave kills coronavirus?
Yeah. They microwave have? Kills everything.
No.
Yes, it does.
No, don't.
Yes, it does. It's microwaves.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Like if a roach goes into your microwave and you turn it on?
Yeah, it'll catch a roach on fire.
Ooh, okay.
Straight up. No, what I do is like, you got a kitchen sponge.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a stinky sponge.
Yeah.
You just wet it a little bit, throw it in the microwave for 2 minutes, good to go.
It's not stinky anymore?
Nope.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Trick,
I throw it away.
Yeah, I mean, you should throw it away every few months, or at least probably once a month. I keep mine forever because I'm a dirt ball.
I gotcha. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hi, this is Attorney Dominic Ferriello. Just wanted to call in before tomorrow's episode. The dog and the kid.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate it. Normally, you would call on the hotline, but I like that you're being a commoner, like a real ham and egger, and calling us on the regular line. What did you want to talk about, pal?
Oh, no, that's all I wanted to say before tomorrow's episode. You can get me at askthedom.com.
Call my office. Later. 727-579-1025-800.
That stunk.
That was horrible.
That's a bad impression.
So why would you do that? Like, I just had somebody tell me I had a great impression. So you go, you know what? I'm going to follow it up with my horrible impression.
I don't know. Why
hey,
do people do anything
I'm glad
anymore?
He's listening. I'm glad that person's listening.
God bless.
Call anytime, fake Dom. So it got me thinking, though, like, what other dumb coronavirus myths are people doing? I know we talked about, like, your mom pointing out on the Clorox bottle, it says that it kills coronavirus. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, look at that. Because I had the same thing happen to me. At my day job, some guy showed me a picture of the side of the Corona or the Clorox. Like, they've been killing Corona for a long time, and now it's just getting in the news. I'm like, you're a moron. Okay, coronavirus. There's all kinds of coronavirus. It's not just COVID-19. The
it's
disease
just the
caused
type,
by it.
Like the what do you call it? The branch of virus.
Right now, the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 is COVID. It's
SARS-CoV-2.
Yeah, SARS-CoV-2 is the actual. Yeah, so. Spraying chlorine or alcohol on the skin kills the virus. Did you know that?
That makes sense. It doesn't?
No, these products cannot kill viruses within the body.
Oh, within the body.
On hard surfaces.
But if it's on your skin, like washing your hands.
I'm telling you, I take like alcohol wipes and rub my hands down with them all the time when I'm not around. Like,
yeah, same.
Yeah. Only adults and young people are at risk. Wait a minute. Is there anything different than an adult or a young person?
They probably meant like older folks, right?
Yeah, it says older adults. And individuals with.
It means old people.
Okay. Children can't get COVID-19 is a myth. A lot of people do believe that. I see people walking around with their 5-year-olds with no mask on,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, yeah, but they can't get it. Yeah, they can. They can get it, man. And then give it to somebody else. COVID-19 is just like the flu. We've talked about that all the time. It's definitely in the same style, the same family. It's just way, way worse. Wow, look at this myth. I'm looking it up. I just Googled myths. COVID-19 kills everybody. This is sad. These were written by real people. This isn't like somebody made these up. Cats and dogs spread coronavirus. Now there's been a debate about that. Like they say that they have gotten it, but they don't know if they can give it to a human. But they've gotten it. They've had cases, not very many, but they have cases of cats and dogs with COVID-19. So, right now, Bogey has like allergies or he has a cold.
I have COVID-19.
Dude, my little French bulldog Bogey, he is just draining snot out of his nose at a real rapid rate right now. We keep having to wipe his nose off. So I keep telling him he has COVID-19 because his name's Bogey.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just pick on him. This dog's probably dying. And I'm just picking on him. I go, get over here, COVID-19. Stop snotting on my floor. It's really sad because he already has a hard time breathing because he's a bulldog. Now he's got snot on his nose. And if he's near me, he has to sleep with his head on my foot or on my leg
keep
if I'm in bed.
Up.
He likes to just lay his head on me. And now he's dripping snot on me.
Yeah, gross.
I had to clean my ankle today.
You let your dog sleep in bed with you?
Both of them. We actually bought stairs so that Bogey can get in bed.
We have little
doggy stairs for him to get up.
You.
What?
Nope.
What are you talking about?
Not happening in my house.
Well, yeah, and Piper, she wedges right in between us. Like, I don't know how she's breathing. Like, she'll be under one of my fat folds and just in there. And like, I'm like, are you okay down in there? And she's happy. That's where she wants to be. She's silly.
Mm.
SARS-CoV-2 is just a mutated form of the common cold.
I mean, it's a different strain of a coronavirus,
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have to be with someone for 10 minutes to catch the virus.
No.
2 seconds. If you're lucky, you get it. Yeah. Rinsing the nose with saline protects against coronavirus. And I've heard you say... You do that on the reg.
I do that. Yep. I mean, it's just a precaution. It just cleans all the goobly-gop. And then you take a little whiskey.
Yeah.
You wash out your nose, and then you take a little whiskey, and it kills the bugs.
You can protect yourself by gargling bleach.
Yep.
Oh, man. Antibiotics kill coronavirus.
Do that.
No, but it's a virus.
It's a virus.
Yeah. Thermal scanners can diagnose coronavirus. No, they can detect fever. Garlic protects against coronavirus. No, I would never get it. I eat a ton of garlic. I love it. Parcels from China can spread coronavirus. I hope not, because I have 3 jerseys from China in my studio right now.
They have, thankfully. Remember, everybody was freaking out. Like,
I was.
Wipe down your. Yeah, you were. That's right. Wipe down your groceries. Leave them outside.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. But now they say, like, food. For some reason.
It's almost impossible.
It's almost impossible that food packaging doesn't. I don't know how they know that.
I know.
And it seems like if somebody coughs on your box, that you're going to. Not that. Your takeout box. That you might touch it, and then, I don't know, but
whatever. Man.
I guess it's rare.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's funny you should say that, because the next one on the list is you can get coronavirus from oral sex.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.